Parshas Savai. It says, "Vayidaber Moshe Akanim Alavim Kol Yisrael Leimer Haske Sushma Yisrael Hayem Azin Yisrael Am Hashem Alkecha." So it says that Moshe Rabbeinu told Kol Yisrael Haske Sushma Yisrael Hayem Azin Yisrael Am Hashem Alkecha. So the word Haske here is unusual, and that's why Chazal Darshan, there's no other word like that. What exactly Haskes means? The also Rashi is aimed on the Diyuk HaLashon of Ayom Hazeh Niyeisu La'am LaShem Elokecha, that there's something there that happened on that very day, and it's very hard to understand what it is that happened on that very day. So Rashi brings the Lashon of Chazal, B'chol Yom Yu Beinecha Kila Yom Basim Ebebris, that the Hayom Hazeh, it means that it's as if Klal Yisrael became, that's when there's a bris with Klal Yisrael. So if we need to understand exactly what that's mechayev mitzad de avoida, it says in different places it should be b'chol yom yonechak chadoshim milosh chvivus, that a person should want to do it because it's chaviv, like it's new. Here Rashi just says on the bris itself. So I want to take a look a little bit on the Gemara in Brachos that darshens it, and see what try to understand from the different drashos of Chazal what exactly the nekuda is. So it says Bahas Shema Yisrael. It says a little bit different Rashi, not about the bris, but it says Choyse Yom Nitna Torah Yisrael Loyse Yom Seif Arbaim Shanaya Ela Melcha Shechavirot Chaviva Torah Lomdeh B'chol Yom V'Yom Kiyom Shita Bar Sinai. That there's a chvivas on Klal Yisrael every day, like the day it was given in Sinai. It's very interesting, because Rashi later on says, or Rashi is Hayom Zeh Yisrael, that a person is not oimed al das rabbi until achaboyim shana. So it's not clear that the reason why Yom Zeh Yisrael am would have to mean because it's chaviv, maybe that's when they first understood it. Rashi later says it, that Ein Adam Oimid Al Das Rabbi Yatzev Arbaim Shana, so maybe they first understood it that day. Maybe that's the reason why Yom Zinei. From the same Lashon, the Gemara, the Rashi brings later down the Drasha, that's when they first understood it. That's one Nekuda. Omer Tanchum Breda of Chia Ishfar Aku, he says, Teda, She Odom Kaya Kriyash Mashachas V'Arvis. Let's say a person, he says, I'll bring you a raya that it's true that if a person that is a chiva should be b'chol yom kechadoshim, she adam koyre kriyash mashachis v'arvis, ve'erev echad ein koyre. If a person lanes every day krishma and one night he doesn't lane it, doimek mishle koyre kriyash ma'olam. It's as if he never lane krishma. It's not true. I mean, what does that mean? If a person will do a mitzvah every single day, and one day he didn't, so every day he had the mitzvah, and that day he had the avera. What does one have a shaykh to the other? It's not like Sfiras Oima, where it's one mitzvah, and a person lanes it. If he misses one, he can't do the other. Sfiras Oima is probably the only one that's like that. There's nothing else doima to it. So if a person put on tefillin every day, and one day does put on tefillin, so the day he didn't put on tefillin, that's bad. But the other days is not something that he is held accountable for. It's very hard to understand. Then another drasha, haskes, asu kitos ve'iske b'teira, l'kesheir toinek l'machabura, that a person should do it, should learn kitos. What does that mean, he should learn kitos? It's a nice thing, it learns b'chabura. It doesn't fit in with the pattern of what he's saying before. This is another dimension of Talmud Torah, that learning b'chabura is very good for everybody, and so on and so forth. All the other ones are about the chadoshes and geon chadoshim, and so on and so forth. And here he's coming in with a nekuda. It's very, very different nekuda, very side nekuda. It's not the derech of Chazal to darshan it in that way, but b'chol eifin, it's it seems to be answered. I mean, the next one is that a person should be mei misatzmo divrei Torah, which is fine. This is those are inyanim that speak about the Mesiras Nefesh for Torah and so on and so forth. But I don't understand it seems as if something to do with the pedagogy of learning, that it's good to learn with a chavrusa, with a chabura, and so on and so forth. Then I don't understand what the hemshech is. One more inyan also brought down keilu. There are two or three nekudas here that are talking about the etzem mesiras nefesh for Torah, the etzem chiyuv of Torah, and the chiddush shabay and so on and so forth. And here you have two things that are just not shayach to there's one more thing here. It says la'olam yilmadon Torah v'chakach yege. A person should first learn Torah, meaning bikiyah sort of shetchistik. And then it should be ma'ayin. These two nekudas don't seem to address a very fundamental point. In other words, he's summing up. This is the end of Arba'im Shana. This is Moshe Rabbeinu Mitzava Klal Yisrael and telling them that big day and everything's coming together. So he tells them that it should be Chol Yom Lecha Chadoshim. Good. He tells them that a person should be Meimis Atzmai Torah. Good. But the two more minor things, so to speak, and you should know when you learn, always look for a good chavrusa, and you should first learn b'kiyas, then you should learn iyum. It seems shaloi me'inyan amokum. That's not the place to talk about these inyanim. Unless these inyanim have some sort of teichin that go to the heart of the inyan that Chazal want to say, it's hard to say that this is the place where he would say it. This is not the place where a person should say it. So I'd like to a little bit try to understand the Sheirish inyan over here and try to understand that all these different elements that Chazal bring out over here are all nekudas that are neveah from one place. They're all nekudas that are shayach to a certain inyan, and it's something which is there's a very very deep Sheirish over here that goes to the heart of Torah and the Bria to the Bria itself. We say every day, Amechadish b'chol yoyim tuvoy ma'aseh b'reishis. Hashem b'chol yoyim tomid ma'aseh b'reishis. That Kadosh Baruch Hu was always being Mechadish ma'aseh b'reishis. So, besides, first of all, trying to figure out what exactly it means, the words have to have a pshat meaning also, so we the world looks to us very, very similar. So what is it? What is the mechadish? So the Rishonim all say the Pashta Pshat is that within the, even though the world is very regular and it goes consistently and it keeps moving, but there are changes. There's day, there's night, there's summer, there's winter. That's how Rishonim learned the Pshat in the Tefillah, that there's a constant. There's sort of a revolving, even though it's revolving around one nekuda, but it changes. And that's why we do Ma'ariv at night when it goes from morning to night, and we do Shachris in the day when it goes from night to day, but that's the way things go. The Riba Yoka says a much deeper nekuda. The Riba Yoka says that he brings this pshatim like all the others. The Riba Yoka is probably from the earliest region that we have on Tefillah. Riba Yoka says it goes for the malachim that are created every single day, and there's new malachim created, and these malachim are destroyed. So this is the mechadash chayim tuva. Now, even though, I mean, we have to understand the inyan. In Tefillah, B'dar Chalal, we speak about very tangible things. Tefillah might have a pirush of Kabbalah or Pipnimis, but that's not the... We don't normally talk about it. We do have in the Mechadosh Tuv Chayim Tomid, we have the Shira of the Malachim, of Kodesh Kodesh and Bokhver Hashem. In that Shira, we mash up with the Malachim, but we tend to minimize it. In other words, basically, the flow of the first bracha is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you created a majestic world, it's constantly moving, it's revolving, everything does its job, and the malachim also that you created stand and say shira. That's pretty much it. But to say that the Chashka Tuvah that Kadosh Baruch creates and destroys Malachim, what's that, like, what does that do with us? The Shirat of Malachim we identify with. The Shirat of Malachim we say, they say Kadosh, Kadosh, Baruch, Kvoid, and we say it, they wait for us to say it. So there's at least there's a point that we can, that means something. When we say that we're saying the Shirat of Malachim, it means something. But the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu manufactures Malachim, destroys Malachim, there's a second inyan, and again, these inyanim have a mahalach that a person should understand them. There are no things written that are not, things that are written for us in our Gemara is things that we need to understand some level. The Gemara Chagiga says HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Malachim every day, destroys them. They say Shira once in their lifetime and they're gone. So the Masha says, and again, I'll just take the Masha, but it's enough, it's in the Sfarim. There's two types of Malachim. They're Malachim that are created every day, and they're Malachim that are created once, say Shira, and are gone. Like Michael, Gavriel, and so on and fall are always there, and the other Malachim are there on occasion, and that's that. They have the day, and they're gone. So it's referring to those Malachim. What's in the Kuda? I mean, like, why some Malachim get recycled, and some Malachim have tenure, and some Malachim stick around, and so, and again, mitzad, the tfisa that we have in it, doesn't, if the Gemara says it, and Rashi brings it down, the Rashi brings it in the Vayishlach, by Esav, I mean, so these are inyanim that we have a tfisa, a certain tfisa in it, and I'd like to be oimer in that nekudas tfisa. In the Mahalach of the Bria, you find that there is a Mahalach of consistency, and Teva is the consistency, and yet we talk about Chiddush. What are those Nekudas? Let's look in the parallel to it, in the world of Mitzvahs, and in the world of Torah Mitzvahs. In the world of Mitzvahs, there is an Isser of Baltosiv, Maltigra. There's a Chiyuv to keep things exactly the way they were. Exactly. And they are things that have a very, very specific Mahalach, and you can't be Mishane. If anyone is Mishane in any way a Mitzvah, if there's any Shinui in the mitzvah, then there is then it's doing something terribly wrong. In the world of Torah, Chidushei Torah are something that have the extra chivivas klat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chidushim are something that Kol Masha Talmud Vasek Asid Lishadish was given to Moshe, but it's called a Chidush. So how do you mesh the two between the world of mitzvahs, where any chiddush is also whatsoever, all of the Torah that's focused on the psak of a mitzvah is how to get it, do it precisely the way it was given, versus Torah where chiddush is the tachlis of Torah. And Rashi says, "Vasilova kashvos megalatos pon all sorts of chidushim and so on." So the answer is like this: HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Maisa Bracious carries itself in two different layers. The outside, what a person, for instance, let's give an example. If a person gives a matana, and flowers are a typical matana, sfarim are a typical matana, whatever. And he could be giving, and he's given his lifetime 1,000 matanas, or flowers. He's bought flowers 1,000 times. Could be the same type of flowers. Now, each time, he means to express something else. So one time he means to express something, thank you for hosting him. Once he means to express a thank you to somebody that did something for him. Once he means to be mefaya somebody that he got into a fight with him. Once he means to bring a gift to somebody who's not well, and this will cheer him up. So mitzad chitzonius It's the same. Mitzad de machshava sheboy, mitzad de rotzen and the machshava, it's always new. And even if all of the flowers went for bigger chaylim, it's a different chayla, it's a different machla, it's a different tkufa. Mitzad machshava, a person can sit still in one place and be motionless pretty much, but his machshava and his das and his rotzen can never really be still. It's always, unless the person is dead, he's always thinking. It's a pu'ula that the person is doing. He can be thinking more focused, less focused, more energetic, less energetic, but it's there. There's no real way to be. There's no menucha, even when a person sleeps. His dreams are because his tefisa is sort of changing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Bria, that from the Bria itself, we can extrapolate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say that mitzad the world of Maisa, mitzad the chutz of the world, mitzad its chitzonius, on that we say the pasuk enkel chodesh tachas hashemesh, that things are the way they are, and this is their metzias. Mitzad the kavana and the ratzon that's mizgala, that changes every minute. The fact that by us, if we create something that we get tired of, we don't like, let's say we build a table, we're not so happy, not so thrilled. It doesn't mean anything because the table itself stands around. I need to take an axe to break it if I want to get rid of it. So the fact that the table is sitting around now says nothing about my machshav and my ratzon. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where the metzias of a chefetz is is his ratzon. So every minute that the table stands, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it and needs it now. This is, so the table was needed here yesterday for Reuven to use. The table is here today for Shimon to use, and tomorrow it's there so that Levi trips on it. There's a ratzon that must be there every minute, and by its nature, the ratzon is a new ratzon. I need it now for this reason. I need it now for this reason. I need it now for this reason. So everything in the world, the entire Bria, comes in a chitzainistika atifa, in a chitzainistika envelope, which is constant. The laws of nature, the more we get to a basic law of nature, the word constant is more powerful. Mitzad the rotzen, every minute there's a gilui in the rotzen. So when Klal Yisrael got the Torah, there was one rotzen. It was a gilui of a certain rotzen. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants out of Klal Yisrael. When they were chayte, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted tshuva, there was another gilui. And going to Eretz Yisrael, every minute is megala, another rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and another pnimius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the pshat in the two sets of malachim. Al derech hapshat. The HaKadosh, malachim are the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're the shlichim. We perceive two levels of malachim. We perceive a level of malach that is the chitzonius of the world, the Michoel and the Gavriel and the Rifal and so on, and those are constant. Those never change, because the Gemara says, Nar Isi Gamza Kanti, who says it? The Gemara says, Sarish Olam, he's the malach of malachim. He's kilo the bri of malach itself, Matatrin, he's the malach. That is completely constant. And then there's a panemius. The shira that the world says every day is new. The reason why the world is here today is for a reason that is different than it was here yesterday. Just like L'moshel Ma'adav Adayma. If a person is traveling on a road, if I ask a person why is he traveling on this highway, so depending on which exit it is, that's giving me a different answer. If he's in exit one today, then that's what his kavana is. If it's exit two and exit three and so on and so forth. Every point of rotzen, since every day the world changes mitzad what's happening, and there's a gilui that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to go through this matzav, to accomplish nismatzav, whatever it is, then there's a new gilui of the rutzen and machshava and kavanah v'kadosh baruch hu. That is the two sets of malachim. So there's a set, there's a gilui v'kadosh baruch hu mitzad the chitzonius abriya, and there's a gilui of v'kadosh baruch hu mitzad the pnimius abriya. Mitzad the chitzonius abriya, the gilui lies in the consistency and the immutability of the bria. That's the fakert. We had the gadlus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the world never changes. It's lo yishpos, chorev, and kayetz, and everything, and yom v'layla, and so on and so forth. Mitzad the pnimius of the bria, we're megala that in terms of the rotzen. Every day has a new shira. The same inyanim have a new shira every day, because if they didn't have a new shira every day, then what's the point of it? We were already megala this nekuda. We already megala this nekuda. Bal karchach, every nekuda of zman is a new gilui of rotzen, and that's the kit of malachim that are the shira and so on and so forth. That is one. That's the inyan. We find the parallel to it in Torah and mitzvahs, in the maisa, in the world of maisa mitzvah, fidelity and exactness and so on and so forth is the nekuda of that defines a mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave one format, just like there's one law of nature and it doesn't change. There's one format of a maisa mitzvah and that doesn't change. Mitzad the hargosha, mitzad the havana, mitzad the tfisa, mitzad the pnimius inyan, that changes. There's a parsha, we've said it over many times, at the end of parsha's Nosai, there's a long parsha where everybody brings the carbon and same exact carbon. And you wonder, why doesn't it say v'chulu, you know, v'chein asukulam, or whatever it is. What's the... So Chazal say, and Rabban tells it too, but it's, I mean, that he explains how every single Nasi, even though there's a klolistic kavana for all these yonim that Rashi brings, what the kaf was and what the par was, what this was, that was, even though there's general kavana, every shevet has its own particular knech in what it expressed through it. So the Torah is megala that even though if you have the same maisa, but if you have a different kavana and a different teichin, then it's a different inyan. It's a different world. I mean, it's true pedagogically we could have said v'chulu, but that's not Torah is there to describe the mitzias. And Torah is saying these were 12 separate worlds, and a doim this karm to this karm, because even though mitzad the chitzonius, they were the same, but this carbon was one thing, this carbon was another thing, this carbon was another thing. It helps us understand also, the Gemara says that a parsha, one of the ways in which we understand Torah is that a parsha that was nishnis, if you have a parsha repeated a second time, then l'nishnis elo shel davashin is chadish po. There's one new thing in the parsha, it's a reason for it to put it down. Which is strange to us. So, why don't you just write the chiddush? I mean, it's not as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a shortcut. You cut and paste. It's easier to cut and paste the whole paragraph. I mean, what does it mean? You repeat everything. If a person were to tell me something, and then reminds himself he needed, he forgot something, so he's not going to come over and repeat the whole thing and add the thing he forgot. It's not. That's not derech haChachma. It's not derech. It doesn't make sense. The teretz is. In the world of Torah, a chiddush is melamed on everything. When I describe a person, a psychologist, somebody who understands people, if you tell him a story and he gives it a certain interpretation, the person did these five things, it has an interpretation. Lamashal, in medicine. So, by and large, adding another symptom will not tend to be a big shinui. In inyanim like karchas nefesh, in inyanim like psychology, another event might shed an entirely new light on every point of it, because mitzad the chitzonius things are limited to what they are, and the chiddush doesn't add much. Mitzad the pnimius, it can change everything from A to Z. If the Torah gives two parashas, one with the Chiddush, one without the Chiddush. The Torah is trying to tell you there's a way to look at it without the Chiddush, and it's one perspective, and it has a certain emes to it, because it's a parasha, and there's another way to understand it with the Chiddush, and then the entire thing is a Chiddush. It's both of them, in the world of Maisa Mitzvah, if Torah was just a handbook for doing mitzvahs, then it would be a good question. Here the Torah is describing something. So describing it without the Chiddush and with the Chiddush is two separate parashas. And if the Torah put down the two parashas, each parasha has a limud, each parasha has its havana and an emes to it. Like, well, let's get back to Gemara here. The Gemara says, so in this pasuk of Haskei Sushma Yisrael, this is the end of our Boim Shana. And here Chazal are telling us that even though it takes 40 years to be Oymer Adas Rabbi, so therefore Torah in a certain sense was Nishlam on that day, but we now have a new understanding of Torah. The B'chol Eiz Yerach HaDoshim is because Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is called Noisin HaTorah, that is constantly giving Torah. It means two things. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly giving insight. He's being megala another insight, mitzidoi. There's a new insight into Torah, and I want to try to explain der Hagav and the Kuda. There are, in the world, when people say, it's not only there was more chidush Torah, we have a lot of sfarim. We have a whole new world. The signa, the style of Reb Chaim Brisker didn't exist before, really. Somewhat, but really not much. It's a new Torah. There was a gilui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the pnimius of it. It's the same halachas. The halacha lemaisa is the same. Same Rambam, same Psach. But the havon and the tfisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a nes in a Torah. The world of Darizal's Kabbalah was a chiddush. The world of Chassidus, the world of Musa, all of those worlds are chiddushim. Mitzad avon et fisa, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates new malachim every day. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends out to the world new tfisa, new avonim. And it's the job of a person to wake up every morning and to hear the shira of the new malach. And that's the world of chischachos in Torah. It says over here also that we shtelzach on the fact that you have to learn it kitas. I want them to explain this also. There's a musig in Sheva Brachis. The halacha is you need a new person that you misameach with him. It's called in halacha panim chadashes, and it's strange. Why not adam chadash? You know, oireach chadash. The oireach chadash would be a nice word for it. Oireach chadash, panim chadashes. So I want to explain it. We make a bracha shahakol bar lechvaydoi, and Rashi says that's keneged asifa sa'am. When you have a lot of people coming to an event, it's a covet for the person, and it's a dugma for the chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah Rishon. That's how Rashi explains the bracha, and that's the pshat shahakol bar lechvaydoi, that there are many people here. Mitzad, just lahavol of those like balchai, behema. A behema, you have many behemoths. You have a small herd, a big herd, a lot of herds. That's how behemoths are counted. Adam, all people are biologically alike. But panim chadoshes bolakan, mitzad the panim of Adam, there's chiddush. Even mitzad, in every person himself, all the environment of a person are constant. There's no real changes in the body in from moment to moment. Over years, the body changes, but it's not any shinuim. The face and its expressions and everything about it changes minute to minute, because it's a reflection of that relationship of toich and chutz, the relationship of what's constant, which is the guf, which is. And that belongs to the world of Shaka Vachvoide mitzad the Kamus Adam. It's same getter as a Balchai. And then mitzad the Panim Chadoshes, the Chiddush in a person, the Chiddush between person to person, and the Mokum HaChiddush in a person himself lies in Panim, which is a Gilui of his Panimius of the person. So that's why, so Chazal say, if you learn in Kitos Kitos, when a person learns himself, so there's not really a makom for chidush, because the person is one person. Yes, it changes from minute to minute. But there's another dimension of his chachos, from person to person. And the chidush in Torah lies, I understand that a little bit differently, because there's a knate of another person. There's a deher of another panim, an entirely different panim. Ayin panim the Torah is given by the different panims of people that are there mitzad those kitos that they're oisik in. And that's the pshat thing, the Gemara here, when the Gemara says a person should always be yeger, and then he should be, and he should first be lomid, then yeger. He should first learn and then be ma'ayin. So I don't think in this Gemara we mean mitzad the pedagogue shaboy, that, you know, first get the material down, and then you can be ma'ayin. It's true, but that's not the good work of Moshe. I think Gemara means fakert. In the world of Talmud Torah, the way the Rambam says it, and the way the Baal HaTanya and his Hilchos Talmud Torah, which is a very, very historical work on it, there's what is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? The mitzvah is to know all of Mikra. The person knows Tanakh. The person knows the basics of Torah Sheval Peh, that's called Mishnah. In other words, the halachas that were given to us, that we have down from Sinai, from Chachamim, from Piskei Batidinim, of Bezek Gadol, with the drashas, that's how he says it. That requires, it's finite, you learn it, you finish it. And then, to think into it, what's called Gemara, is not a specific limud, it's the iyun and the havana and the hamaka in what was there before already. That is the chiyuv of Talmud Torah. So, in other places, the Gemara means to be madgish the first half. Don't be ma'ayin until you haven't learned it all. Here, I think Gemara means, once you have it down, start thinking about it. Because that's where the chiyuv of Talmud Torah is going to be. It's going to be in the thinking about it. I want to talk a little bit about ourselves and bring it down into our mitzvahs, our world. In human nature, there is a tug of war between, on the one hand, a person who's in one place all the time, no change, gets bored, restless, and just the. On the other hand, a person that doesn't have any kvias, I mean, the Gemara says about something else. The Gemara says that shini veset tchilas chole me'ayim, that when a person changes a lot, like he changes schedule between Shabbos and the weekdays or Yontif and the weekdays, he becomes sick because the body likes regularity, consistency, and so on. So, okay, we can write it off and say there's a balance, and a person needs to balance this versus that. We spend a great part of our lives, we're always hooked by chiddush. The same, you never vacation the same place twice because, yeah, we did that already. But was it good, was it not good? I want to see something new. A person has a tchotchke, a person has a watch, a person has a computer, a person has glasses, whatever a person has. Very, very few people change because it broke. It's usually, okay, but there's something new. It's a tchun in a person. So how does a person deal with it? And these are not things that are absolutely bad, absolutely good. But what's the appropriate place? Where does a person nene from chiddush, and where does a person need to stick to the regular, the consistent? And the answer is, the difference lies mitzad chutz and mitzad pnim. A person, mitzad chitzonius, switching things will never satisfy a person, and they're not meant to satisfy a person, because it's the chitzonius, the world's consistent. So a new watch and a new tie every day is the person will never be satisfied, because as soon as he has it, it's there already, and it's not him. And sahakal, what happened? A person learns, okay, he got it down, he got the material down, so that's it. Very few people keep hazarding things they learned in college because, unless they need it for the job or whatever it is, because I did it. It's even if the person had an interest in it, the interest is satisfied with having done it. I'm finished with it. The world of Torah starts when a person realizes that he can, that mitzad, the panimius of Torah, this panim chadash is bolakan. Thinking about the same things, time and again. A person goes to Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. So a person matures and he gets a tam in it and so on. And then, okay, yeah, I know it all. Because you haven't learned how to be toyim every morning the tam of the new malach. You grew a day. You're more mature. You're deeper. You understand more. You should be able to deher more. You always wonder about the big people that never went out of the Dalai Amis. How did they survive? How can a person be stuck on the same Dalai Amis without some break? The answer is because they had a new morning every morning. This is a morning when I understood Yachloiku very differently. I deherred it in a different light. It's a whole new day. It's a whole new world. It is a new world. It's not just another pair of trees and another hut. It's a whole new world. I deherred today the this inyan in Agarata, this inyan in Pnimius of Torah. A person who taps into that lives every morning. The davening is a new davening every morning because he has different feelings. He's gone through a day where he saw things going on. He saw people. He saw things in the Bria that need help. And he can express it in tefillah. The person deherred more amazement, more astonishment, and so on. That's the Seder Chayim. The Panim Chadoshes, every person has a Panim Chadoshes. And this is what the Chazal mean. We asked. It says if a person is Haskei Sushma, if he missed once Krishna, it's even never in Krishna. What does that mean? It's halachically it's not correct. Halachically has to do tshuva on one Krishna, not on all the Krishnas. Teretz is Chazal are telling us, why does a person miss a Krishna? Very few people miss Kol Nidre. Very few people miss their weddings. It's once a lifetime. They don't forget. They're not busy with something else. Very few people miss Kol Nidre. Krishna, it's always a good reason, but it does happen we miss it. What's the pshat? Teretz is because it's the same. It's Krishna again and again and again. Avada, it's a chiyuv and everything, but the Gemara itself halachically gives the criteria that there's a mitzvah that comes from time to time, has a chavivus to it, and three colors, mistarif, and so on and so forth. We make a shechion on it. We do the hair difference. So Chazal or Megala, if Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shemayim, Krishna is Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim, if we really did it the right way, then every morning would be different. Every morning I would look at it differently. I would see it differently. And that's why Chazal say, yes, mitzad alocha, if you learn the Krishna, then Krishna, that's fine. But mitzad the pnimis, if you missed one, then the pshat is Krishna to you became rote. That's why you missed it. If a person were to learn Krishna once in his lifetime, there's no way a person would miss it. The big day in his life, Berachas Hachama, nobody misses Berachas Hachama because it happens once in 28 years, and there's a certain sense of ischachus that's moishah a person. Chazal said that mitzad the pnimis should be always. It's something that we as an age when, this is the age when people mature. And a person goes off into one of two roads in terms of, a person has spent a few years getting into learning, getting into Yerushalayim, getting into doing things, and that's good, the person got into it. And now, there's a continuation, it sort of plateaus. So, the teva is, mitzad hachitzayin is things we see. Yes, I've done a few Rosh Hashanahs and Kippurs, say it now, again and again, wrote. I've learned, I've this, I've that. And that's a sign that a person missed the Iker. Yes, he has the Chitzenis down, but he didn't tap into the Teuchen of it, which is, he has the tip of the iceberg, but that whole vast amount, it's not vast amount, it's infinite amount. It's Rosh Hashanah is the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu emphasizes his Chachas in the Bria. It's a time when a person has to understand, if you tell somebody to learn over the sugya eight times, you say, oh my gosh, eight times over the sugya, I go out of my mind. But if a person understands the seventh time, he deheres the sugya the way he never deheres before. And the eighth time, he deheres it even better. A person looks forward, I need to go over it again. I think that I'm going to get to the point the next time. If a person, it becomes sensitive to the fact that, I think I understand it a lot better. I think I did it a lot more maturely. I think I've got more nuances in it. All of those things are the things that are the chiddush and the ischachus. it's a zman of ayemiz in Yisrael la'am. It's a zman that's mesugal for it. And a person needs to understand that the avoda from this point in life onwards is not. There's not going to be many more mitzvahs. Going to be makabel. There's not going to be chitzoinistic all that much more progress in many areas. But that's where he has to make a kinyan in learning that no matter how many times you repeat the chitzoinis, and no matter how consistent it is, the satisfaction that a person needs of chiddush is met when a person learns to tap into the panemius of things. If the person that has the panemius of it, then the chitzoinis can be the same. It's not the same. It's a different world. Each and every one is a different world, and each and every nekuda is a different world. The chelak of Torah in its broad sense, that is mitzad the chutz and the consistent, has an end. It's mikra and mishnah in its broad sense of what we have down. Mitzad the toich and mitzad the pnimius, there never is an end to it. There's never an end to it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always being mechadish. The person who looks at the sun and the moon, mitzad chitzonius, it's the same sun and moon as yesterday. So lo yishposu, and that's that. The person that the hairs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu this morning said, I want and need this world, and I want this world to be there because there's another inyan that I need to be megala. The person sees in the world every day. Everything is new, and the person has the best of both worlds. He has the consistency that makes it function well. The opposite of Shini Veset, but the regularity and consistency of a person whose avoda is predictable, regular, and so on. And he has the tam and the chiyus of someone that's able to draw on the ponim chadoshes that the Bria has every morning.
What's the bigger relationship between Haskes and this perspective on the musical design? Because we're saying that now you can be beaten, begin now to draw from the head. So I was like, what are you saying? That person first learned.